Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care podcast and video. I'm Dwayne. I'm a certified RV inspector, and today we're going to be talking about the best Class A RV brands for resale value alone. Now, this video is going to be very different than normal videos that I make about RV brands. In those videos, I'm usually focusing heavily on the overall quality that that brand is turning out. But this video is about the perceived value in the mind of the RV buying public when it comes time for you to sell your Class A RV. And really, this should be a consideration that you're thinking about all the way back when you first buy your Class A RV, because Class A's are not cheap. In fact, many of them are more expensive than other RVs by far. So you want to be able to recoup as much of that initial cost of the RV as you can. Now, before I get into my list of recommended RV brands for resale value alone, let's talk a little bit about what this list is going to include and what it's not going to include as well. And first up is I'm not going to include ultra high-end Class A RV brands. When I make a brand video about Class A's, I invariably get asked over and over, well, where is Newell and 4Travel and Marathon Prevost? Well, those are fabulous Class A RV brands, but they cost so much that they're really out of reach for the vast majority of the RV buying public. And the truth is, too, that they're really not considered production RV builders either. So don't expect that ultra high-end group to be included in the list. Next up is I'm not going to include brands that I don't recommend for quality either. Because really, what's the point of getting great resale value if you don't enjoy your RV to begin with because of quality issues? Next up, I'm going to include brands that build not only diesel versions of Class A's, but gas-powered versions too. And that way, there's plenty to choose from. Finally, is the list I'm going to give you. This is not a complete list by any means. It's just a good place for you to get started when you're thinking about brands that you want to buy for resale value, for getting back as much of the money that you initially put into it. And finally, we're going to be going back about 5 years here. That's about the length of time that we're going to focus on for the brands I'm going to talk about. All right, so number one on the list, and by the way, this is not in any particular order, but first on the list is Newmar. And again, if you followed me for any time, you know I always recommend Newmar in the Class A category simply because they are a really great quality brand. All you have to do is just mention Newmar, and the vast majority of people that are in the know who've been in the industry and RVing for a while are going to go, yeah, that's a great brand. So when we're talking about Newmar, that reputation for quality filters over into the mind of the buying public. And so it gives that RV, that Class A RV, more value in their mind. So if you're going to go back and look for models to choose from in the last 5 years or so, then you really should consider on the gas side, the Baystar Sport and the Baystar itself. Now, Newmar doesn't have a huge gas-powered lineup, but those models are very well made and they're affordable for a lot of people. Now, Newmar is probably best known, no doubt, for their diesel lineup. And let's go through some of the models you should look for that are more in the mid-range cost for people. And we'll start with the iconic Dutch Star. Then there's the Ventana, also the Country Star, and the Canyon Star. Now, if we move more into the higher cost RVs for Newmar, here are the models to look for. The King Air, the Essex, the London Air, the Mountain Air, and the New Air. Those are all great brands for resale value alone. And when people see that Newmar brand on it, well, the quality in their mind goes up and the price goes with it. Next up on my list today is Tiffin. And if you followed me for a while, yes, you know I usually recommend both Newmar and Tiffin at the top of the quality list of Class A builders. Tiffin has been building quality RVs for a long time. They also have a great reputation for standing behind their RVs and for customer service. So in the mind of the buying public, you mention Tiffin, most people are going to say, yes, that's a great brand. If you're looking for gas-powered models, there's not a lot to choose from in the last 5 years from Tiffin, but look for the Open Road Allegro. They do focus mainly on their diesel lineup, so let's talk about the lineup that they offer in the last 5 years. And that would include models like the Breeze, the Allegro Red Series, the Phaeton, which is iconic, you see a ton of them out there, the Allegro Bus, and the Zephyr. So once again, great RVs that are not only built with quality, but also have that stamp of quality in the mind of the buying public. Let's move on to number three on my list, and that is Fleetwood. This is one you don't hear me talk about an awful lot. Fleetwood has had its financial issues in the past. It's had its ups and downs. Currently, it's been owned by REV Group since 2010. And you know, I've got to say this. I am increasingly more and more impressed by what I'm seeing come out of their factories. Here's the good news. There's more affordable models from Fleetwood than you would usually find from either Newmar or Tiffin. They're more in that lower to mid-range area for cost. But the good news is, even though the cost is not high, they're keeping the quality at a relatively reasonable area. So that's good. Now let's talk about some of their gas-powered models that you could look for in the last 5 years. And that would include the Flare, the Flex, the iconic Bounder, the Fortis, and the very popular Southwind. So a lot of gas-powered models for you to choose from in the Fleetwood lineup. Now let's talk about the diesel versions that they produce. And that would include the Frontier GTX, the Discovery, and the Discovery LXE. So I kind of feel with Fleetwood that a lot of the public is catching on as well, that they're producing a better and better product, and the resale value is really getting to be pretty good at this point. Now, again, are these all the brands that I recommend for resale value alone? No, there's plenty of others. If you want to get my full list of recommended brands, not only for quality, but for customer service and for resale value, well, then download my guidebook on buying Class A RVs, and you'll get my personal assistance with the buying process, too, if you want it. Well, the final thing I want to cover here is that all RV brands have had problems with quality during the COVID pandemic. And that lasted between 2020 and 2022. Now, there were various reasons for that. A lot of people don't give the manufacturers any slack for this, but the truth is that they were struggling. And so there were workforce shortages that was taking place dramatically. There were worldwide supply chain issues that certainly affected the output, and there were other problems as well. And what I'm getting at is it meant that some of the RVs produced during that time had more than the usual issues coming out of the factory. Here's the better news on that scenario, is that we've now had a couple of years down the line, and usually the first owners of the RV have been able to finally work out most of those issues by this point. But that is not true in all cases. So let me encourage you, if you're going to buy a Class A RV of any type, whether it's new or used, be sure you get a certified RV inspector to go through that RV and make sure of its condition, that all things are functioning the way that they should before you buy the RV and before you take ownership of it. If you'll do that, you should have a much better buying experience. So if you're thinking about buying a Class A RV anytime soon, I hope that the list that I've given you here today will help you make a great decision on an RV that will not only meet your needs now, but you'll also be very pleased with when it comes time for resale. And that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.